This is VOA News. Via the remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization is warning that deaths from malaria because of disruptions in preventive measures during the coronavirus pandemic will far exceed coronavirus deaths in sub-Saharan Africa. More than 409,000 people globally were killed by malaria last year, the WHO said in its latest global malaria report. And COVID-19 will almost certainly make that toll higher in 2020. The majority of victims are expected to be babies in the poorest parts of Africa. Because of the ongoing transmission of malaria via mosquitoes in many parts of the world, half of the global population is still at risk of contracting the disease. The WHO says malaria kills a child every 2 minutes. Meanwhile, funding and attention has been diverted to the coronavirus pandemic, making it more likely that children will die of malaria unnecessarily. Peter Sands, the executive director of the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, spoke to reporters about the report. He said since malaria is a disease doctors know how to treat and prevent, the fact that it still exists is, in his words, a choice. Brazilian voters in 57 cities, including 18 state capitals, returned to the polls for runoff mayoral elections on Sunday, amid a surge in cases of COVID-19 and violence involving assassinations and attacks on candidates. Shaken by the world's second deadliest coronavirus outbreak and a deep economic crisis, Brazilians largely voted for experienced politicians from traditional parties. And Britain's foreign minister says his country and the European Union are heading into a very significant week as talks over a trade deal enter their final days. Serious differences have yet to be resolved. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris on Sunday announced they will have an all-female communications team. Kate Bedingfield, who served as the communications director for the Biden-Harris campaign, was named the White House communications director. Jen Psaki, who held several communications positions under the Obama administration, has been named the White House press secretary. The women are some of the latest people named by the incoming administration as they prepare to take office in January 2021. Mr. Biden has already named his picks for members of his national security team, his secretary of state, and his secretary of the treasury. Argentine police searched the home and office of one of Diego Maradona's doctors on Sunday, taking away medical records as part of investigations into the death of the 60-year-old soccer star. Maradona's death from a heart attack on Wednesday touched off a wave of grief across the country. Neurologist Leopoldo Luque told reporters that he had given investigators all of the records of his treatment of Maradona, as well as computers, hard drives, and cell phones. He defended his treatment of the soccer star, who had a brain operation November 3rd, before his heart attack on Wednesday. The athlete had suffered a series of medical problems, some due to excesses of drugs and alcohol. He was reportedly near death in 2000 and in 2004. Luque said he was a difficult patient who, quote, did what he wanted and had kicked Luque out of his house several times. A public inquiry opens Monday in London to determine the role played by air pollution in the death of a girl who had severe asthma. Then 9 years old, Ella Adu Kissi Debras died in 2013 after nearly 3 years of asthma attacks and more than 30 hospitalizations related to the disease. An initial investigation determined she died of acute respiratory failure caused by the asthma. But those findings were overturned in 2019, and a new investigation was ordered because of new evidence about the risks associated with air pollution. The second investigation begins Monday. It'll last 2 weeks. It will examine the levels of pollution to which the girl was exposed and determine whether they caused her death. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un stressed the need to carry out economic policies with responsibility as he presided over a meeting of the Politburo of the ruling Workers' Party. State news agency KCNA reported that on Monday. The meeting comes during a tough year for North Korea, as the coronavirus pandemic has put more pressure on its already battered economy. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.